We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is ESPN Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rob Lonzo. At the helm, across the board from me, and to the phone lines we go. As we do every Thursday at 1 o'clock to welcome in. Guy we had the pleasure of meeting a handful of months ago, and we have been talking Panthers football ever since. My dude, Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joins us back here on the Rob Brown Show. What's up, Rashad?
Rob, yo, what's going on, guys? I'm at the airport, so I apologize for the background noise. But no, man, we got to talk about this Carolina style barbecue, dude. You're way off base with that. So we'll have to.
Wait. I am or Lonzo
no,
is?
Zoe is.
Okay. He said my name, so I can hear you loud and clear. Rob is.
I thought he said you are off base, and of course I am never off base. So
of course not. You know, I am willing to have someone convince me otherwise. If there is someone out there who knows where the best Carolina based barbecue with vinegar base, and you can without a doubt take me out to said restaurant and buy the food for me so I can partake in said food, and I'm willing to try it.
That sir will be in my backyard. Let's handle that. We'll make that happen for you. We'll take care of you. You're eating at the wrong place. Something is not right. But Carolina barbecue is the best style barbecue there is. I grew up on it. I'm partial to it, and I love it.
I don't get vinegar, man. I just don't. I just don't know why. I'm from Ohio, so and Rob's waiting to get, but we'll get there, man. This is important.
I'm in Sean's camp on this one, man.
To me, barbecue is tomato based, and it's beef. It's not, and I know people. It's beef, man. You know, it's got to be tomato based, and it's got to be beef. But that's where I was raised, so you know.
Yeah, we got to take care of you, man. We'll take care of you.
So, two things. One, Zoe, you have just taken your wrongness and made it fractally wrong by saying barbecue is only beef. That's more ludicrous than saying vinegar-based barbecue is bad.
Well, Rob, if you were listening, I said to me.
Right.
That doesn't mean that, I'm saying individually, me, as a person, as an entity, as, you know, whatever, Lonzo only eats tomato-based barbecue because Lonzo knows what good barbecue is, and that's the barbecue that Lonzo likes, so that means that is the best barbecue. Lonzo out.
You see what I got to deal with, Rashad, on a daily basis?
That's unfortunate.
On a daily basis. I do want to say, though, that Lonzo has earned an invite to the Rashad Beard barbecue. That's a badge of honor, dude. When you get invited to another man's backyard barbecue, you've done something right by them.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys are welcome. Both of you guys are welcome.
Love it. My man Rashad Beard is the host of the Panther Nation podcast. Let's jump right into it. I was scrolling around Twitter a little bit yesterday, getting set to talk to you today, Rashad. And one of the things that I've seen a couple of people talking about is the progression of Sam Darnold, specifically the little things that he is working on. And he made a deal yesterday of saying that the primary focus for him right now in terms of growth is working on connecting his eyes and his feet, right? Not just seeing what's happening down the field and making the throw, but to make sure that his feet are under him, the footwork is there. You know, I've always kind of made fun of Peyton Manning because when Peyton was pressured, he'd get those choppy feet, right? Those feet, those happy feet, my old coach used to call it, where they'd start chop, 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 chopping. But the reason he did that was so that at any point on any one of those chops, he could turn the feet, open up the hips, make the throw. I'm watching video of Sam Darnold right now. And while he doesn't have the happy feet that Peyton did, it seems to be a focus for him, Rashad, and I think that's good news.
Yeah, I think that's great news, man. Especially when you talk about these mobile quarterbacks, and I'm no quarterback genius. I never played a position, but I've done a lot of research, and footwork does matter. You get these guys that are mobile, they run around, they throw off their back foot. They typically the footwork is not there. And listen, this guy has been struggling with that going back to college. So even the thing I like about this is that the message is consistent. They are working on the footwork. Even Sean Ryan, the quarterback coach, has mentioned the same things in the past. So they're working on it, and it's good to see that he's following through what the coaches want to improve on. So I'm happy that that's the case. And I'm telling you, all the positive energy is going towards Sam Darnold being good this year, not just average, but being good and being confident in him moving forward. Because again, you're only going to go as far as the quarterback can take you unless you have an elite top two defense. Excuse me.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. And, you know, one of the things that I know a lot of people have focused on, and I've got some experience with Joe Brady in the past because at my old station we covered a lot of LSU. So I know a little bit about the system. And one thing that I've noticed about Brady's system, Rashad, is that it's really good at setting up quarterbacks to get big yardage between the 20s, right? From 20 to 20, just about any quarterback with at least an average arm is going to get his numbers. Where Brady's system breaks down, isn't the right word, but becomes a little more complicated, is short field situations, whether it's down and distance coming out or inside the red zone going in. Sam Darnold has been the worst red zone quarterback in the league the last couple of years. In the red zone last year, 11 for 30, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, bottom 5 in the league his first 2 years as well. That, to me, is a big red circle as far as how Sam Darnold works. If those red zone numbers come up, then I think the Sam Darnold era can be successful. Do you think he's going to put it with Brady's offense, which, again, is known for being a little more complicated inside of the red zone? Do you trust Sam Darnold down there with the football, or are we going to need Christian McCaffrey to end up being the touchdown scorer, frankly?
Yeah, you kind of stole my answer there. And I was going to say that hopefully, you know, with a healthy Christian McCaffrey, we can definitely – that can help him out in the red zone. Also, with the likes of Dan Arnold and Terrace Marshall, both of those guys are really good red zone threats. And so I'm hoping because you're absolutely right, man. Like, that, our red zone, even going back to last year, our red zone offense was horrendous. We were great. And it's almost like you were talking about our season last year, because we were horrendous in the red zone. But between the 20s, we were able to move the ball, no problem. So you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, we have to improve that. And you can say whether Teddy Bridgewater was right and that we didn't practice it and the things, you know, we didn't go through those actions in practice, but it's got to improve. That is one place where we were terrible last year. And I'm hoping, and I didn't realize that Sam Darnold was that bad of a red zone quarterback. So, I mean, that's not good. It's almost like a marriage made in hell. And I'm hoping that Christian McCaffrey and Dan Arnold and everybody else can help him out, because we need to improve there. Like you said, it makes no sense to be great between the 20s and suck when you get there down in the red zone. So I'm hoping that we can make that happen and get better.
So I'm looking at, as far as red zone offense goes, which, again, I think is going to make or break this team. You're looking at CMC, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Dan Arnold, and I'm with you. I think you and I talked about Dan Arnold 2-3 weeks ago. I watched Dan Arnold with Drew Brees in New Orleans, and the guy is reliable, maybe not the most athletic tight end, but he's consistent, he's reliable, and he's physical. So I put him alongside CMC, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Terrence, maybe even, and I'll tell you, I kind of want to see what role Shai Smith has for this team as well. We've been caught up with J.C. Horn, and Shai Smith is right there too. I think the weapons are there, which is why, for me, Rashad, it all is going to come down to, does Sam Darnold trust himself to make those throws in the end zone and let those weapons? There's got to be a mismatch somewhere on the field. Can Darnold recognize it? Can Darnold get him the football?
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about Joe Brady's offense, right? Somebody's always open. You just have to find the guy. You've got to move your eyes. And the offensive line has to hold up, too. I mean, just going back to LSU, I mean, people talk about Joe Brady's offense, but that offensive line was like the offensive line of the year. It was the best offensive line in college football that year. And nobody talked about it. Everybody talked about Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson and everybody else and Joe Brady and Joe Burrow and all those guys. But that offensive line was really, really good at LSU. And that's what we're missing. That's the biggest part of the equation that we're missing. Even when talking about Sam Darnold, can the offensive line hold up? Because it's all a big marriage. It has to work together in harmony. And if the offensive line can't hold up in the red zone, it's just going to be another bad season. So I'm hoping. Listen, I'm hoping that Sam Darnold is going to turn it on this season. I hope that's the case. But again, that offensive line has to do better as well. So. Again, I can't just put all the blame on Sam Darnold if those other guys are not holding up or doing their part.
We are talking to Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. So we've talked a little offense. Let's flip over to the other side and let's talk goal line defense. Let's talk about where the pressure is going to be. I mean, look, we've spent, as has everybody else, analyzing Panther football, a ton of time discussing the defensive backfield. For the Panthers, we're all kind of hoping J.C. Horn is going to be an answer. The question for me here is if we are going to have a four or five man defensive line front, we know what Brian Burns is capable of doing. Where else can Carolina be looking to generate pressure from the defensive line to slow down the Falcons, the Saints, and the Buccaneers inside the red zone? All three teams have been pretty good red zone teams the last few years. Where can the Panthers be trying to generate pressure to stop that?
Well, I think that, Hassan Reddick is definitely going to be a guy that's going to help. I know he's a little bit on the lighter end. I think he's about 240. But I just really think that those two guys, Brian Burns, Hassan Reddick, they're going to be tag team, and they already have a sack competition going on. So I'm excited to see both of those guys have double-digit sacks this year. So I'm hoping that's going to help out a lot. Again, Derrick Brown is an absolute monster. Everybody was concerned about him not being able to rush the passer, but he's been a pass rushing beast, and nobody's really talking about it. I mean, you talk about him last year. This guy was supposed to play alongside of K'Wan Short. K'Wan Short goes down, and now he's the man. It wasn't supposed to happen that way, but he turned it up. He was really good last year, a lot of pressures. He was right there with Chase Young when it came to pressure. So I think I really like Derrick Brown. He's going to be a beast. And then you go along the interior offensive line, or defensive line as well. You talk about DaQuan Jones. He's going to be good. Again, former captain of the Tennessee Titans. And there's a good rotation there. Bravion Roy, who was solid last year, was not supposed to play. He's a sixth-round pick, for God's sake. He was not supposed to be playing as much as he played last year. And even with the numbers that he had last year, if you extrapolate the snaps that he played, he would have produced Derrick Brown-like numbers had he played the same snaps. So I think he's a guy that's going to be really good in rotation, not going to be the guy, but when he's able to come off the field and come on and play those specific roles, he'll be good at it. And again, there's just so many guys. I mean, Morgan Fox, really good, efficient defensive player playing, coming from L.A. Even Yitul Guzmantos. I mean, this defensive front is young and really good. I'm excited about it, man. I'm really excited by those guys, and I'm hoping they can put it together. Phil Snow's got to package it up and put the pressures out there, and I'm hoping that those guys can put it together. I think they're going to be really good up front.
All right, one more. We'll let you go. Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. I was looking the other day, ESPN, we talked about it last week, did their 10 best NFL running backs. They had, I think, Run CMC was at like 6, 5, 6, somewhere in that range. And I heard one of the guys on TV say, if you take pass catching away from Christian McCaffrey, then he may not even be a top 10, but he's not a top 5 back. Now, we know that the guy's done the 1,000 and 1,000 yard season, but I think this year, you will probably see lesser yards in both stats for Christian McCaffrey, and that would be good news because it shows that you've got more weapons on the outside and you don't have to run him down, which with the injuries last year is exactly what I need to happen. Could we see Run CMC have fewer fewer receiving yards and fewer rushing yards, but still have the offense improve this year? Or is he going to have to be the workhorse touching the ball 24, 25, 30 times a game?
Yeah, I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, but if Christian McCaffrey is half a thousand again, it's not good. That's not good for our offense. Again, we're force feeding him the ball. He should not be touching the ball as many times as he touches the ball. Obviously, it doesn't translate to W's, right? You go back to his 1,000 season, I mean, 5 wins. I mean, it doesn't work like that. You have to have a team effort. The ball just can't go to CMC. And so I agree with you. The lesser yards he has, I think the more efficient the offense is going to be. You can spread the ball out, and it opens up the field for him to be more efficient with those touches than rather just him just getting a bunch of carries and a bunch of receptions and just for junk yards. So I want to see those yards produce wins. And I want them I want it to be a team effort, right? I want to see everybody get touches and not just force feeding Christian McCaffrey when it comes down to it. So, and I agree. I mean, the list, you can't specifically take out the receiving yards. I don't like that talking point because that's a part of the game nowadays. Your running backs have to be able to catch the ball. So you can't just say, oh, you take out the receptions, he won't be. No, that's a part of the game. So you can't do that. But I do think if you were to just line him up as a running back, I don't think he would be as effective. That receiving game has to be a part of his game for sure.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. You can find that on Twitter at Panther Nation PC. Just a couple of weeks away from training camp, Rashad, down here in Spartanburg at Wofford College, my man. It's about that time, big dog.
Yeah, it's about that time. I will be there day one through day three for sure. I'll be out there every day when it opens up, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But, yeah, I can't wait, man. I'm so excited to get football back. The fans are back. The energy is back. I can't wait, man. I'm so excited.
Let's go. We'll get Rashad back on next week. We'll be moving towards training camp. Shad, man, always appreciate it, big dog. We'll talk to you in a week.
All right, man. Thank you, guys.
Always. Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. Take a break. When we come back, Paul Christensen. He is the goalkeeper for the Greenville Triumph. Took to a clean sheet on Saturday in a 0-0 draw to give Dallas J a little respite. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk to him on the flip side of the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.